A friendly reminder, you have reached the midpoint of your charged viewing cycle. Is it time to charge ahead?
Insert here.
Thanks anyway. Now here's your picture back.
Reply from the other side. Channel 85's opinion to the contrary. Speaking for himself, Citizen Milton Spurt, president of Spurt Furniture, Milton.
If I'm going to be charged in a free society, then it is my view that opinions expressed, editorial or otherwise, should be carefully eliminated. And so, I wish to suggest that opinions expressed on your television should in no way represent the opinions of the management or various members of the staff or their families and few friends. Nor should these views express the opinions of the subscribers and their staff, unless, of course, we are willing to assume the responsibility for their opinions, not to influence anyone else or their family or friends or staff. Anyway, that's what it says here, and I'm only reading it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Robots, rules of order, learning to live with cyborgs, surrogates, and drones in your personal neighborhood.
Part 4. Tobar visits his old neighborhood.
The baby sister's in a tube and mother's at the market.
Poke-a-toke,
all fall down.
Oh, little area resident.
Dig the
silver
with the
fist in
soon.
Oh, no, I'm Dobar Radar Robot Me.
Oh, hello, man, I'm Fish Good in shape.
Oh, no danger. I can see a magnet in your hand.
Wait, turn into the sun.
Oh, no, my eyes, I'm... Little one, never point a robot towards the sun. Don't put magnets on their nuts or joints or
balls.
Don't give a robot some. Get down, Levon. Ever club, swindle, or perforation robot, or put it in an old car and roll it up and flip it. Remember, be fair. We are not programmed for defense.
Hi, mothers.
Hi, others.
We's the Pills Brothers. I'm Red.
And I's Poible.
You know, there's good drugs.
And there's bad drugs.
And there's times for using them.
And there's times for not using them.
And hey, brother,
we're gonna use some right now.
If you swallow the preceding message, you can apply for further information and free samples from the President's All-Night Drug Abuse Council.
And we couldn't agree more.
Right, Fred. We take drugs pretty seriously at our house, too.
If you're still concerned, there's photos of that and lots more in our souvenir program, the Channel 85 Story. It's free, $1, punch 80...
Go to Andy's Beer in the pool hall.
Take a little beer, leave a little pool.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, girls, guys, and otherwise, I'm Sima Sims, the sim you let you can't forget. Like my style and my smile? No? You want another face? Don't punch that dial. I'll just push erase. Misinformation. I'm the miss who's in need no misinformation. I'm everywhere you want to go while you sitting in your chair with a glass eye full of beer. Misinformation. I chat with people in the news. Misinformation. I wear clean clothes and sing the blues. Misinformation. I'm all the things you never do. Now I'll shake this fake dimension to make a total transformation. Starting
misinformation show.
Stay with me now as we meet our first guest, Kenneth Hinton, the daring Hinton family, and the all-pro Super Baller himself, Bobby Robbins. Hi, Bobby.
Nice.
Now, what's this I hear about you writing a book?
Yeah, here it is. It's about ecology. And it's called Eat Dirt.
Ecology? I'm so interested in that. Well, what is it?
It's in the book here, what you're asking, which I wrote with this guy who had wrote it. Ecology means echo.
Means echo.
Yeah, everything bounces off from everything else, like in a game.
Hmm. And how can a book like this affect future generations?
Well, there's nice picture of little bears in here, and a little dead raccoon, and it'll affect the future generations of my house, my kids, directly, if you buy the book.
That sounds fascinating.
Huh? And there's a pack
well,
of razor
blades. Well, that's it, Bobby. It's time for a change of pace. So, ready or not, here comes a change of phase.
I'm back and talking to Ken Heaton. Didn't I read somewhere about you something in the paper, Ken?
Yeah, you probably did some. I went down to the welfare burger, pick up some of them gourmet fish heads, and I forgot my charger card.
Oh, that's a bad mistake.
Yeah, I guess so, but I don't carry cash anymore because it's too complicated, and I don't have any. And $12,000, Sim, that's a lot of bread for a Coke.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Don't you remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
One is nothing, and two is one.
Well, that's it. That's still $1,000, and that's still a lot of money.
It's a lot of dead presidents.
Yeah, that's what I told them, but no sense of humor. They made me put my thumb in a box to verify my print, and it malfunctioned and pumped 50,000 volts through me.
Sacre merde. It was lucky for you since the currency changed.
Yeah, sure.
That's only
20,000. 50 would have fried me like an egg, but as it was, my suit just disintegrated, and my hair afro, and my eyes went day glow red, and they threw me right out.
Well, it's a very colorful story, but you must have looked very strange.
Well, I do anyway, Sim. I haven't worked no 15...
Ken, I'm certainly glad that a personal tragedy like yours can still make news.
I guess so.
And you know, Kenny, as always, we can all learn something from it.
Yeah, what's that?
Well, first of all, not to fool around with electricity.
Like this,
and then never, never go out without your charger card. All right, we'll be back in just a moment with our next guest.
This is Tommy Payne, the JD turned DJ. Hey, Oldsters, let me speak for a living. Don't blow it. Stick around for another year and see if it don't get better.
This thought brought to you by the Bring Us Together Council of Former Youths in Asia and Veterans of the Inner War.
No jive. Stay alive in 85.
Voila! We are back again on the Misinformation Show, y'all. Recognize me? I hope not. Anyway, I never know who I am after I watch this next act. He really brings out the animal in me. Maybe that's because he's a gorilla. A veteran of Cirque International, now a singer and a swinger. Here he is, Nazi Gori.
Thank you, Selma. I just want to say that I've been really good to myself, and I'm really getting high on myself, and I really like what I'm doing. 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm Nazi Gori. And I whoops, I got exploring. I walk the train yard, I stalk the highways. Late night statements down in a basement. You're gonna say that's a byway. I'm Nazi Gorin. Nobody's a woman up to me. I'm continental, I'm never mental. I can't just whip, it's a tip. I'm a cat be gentle. You let the rain pour. What does it matter? I'm bigger and bolder, Charlie. I'm blacker, yeah, and I'm a whole lot fatter. I'm Nazi Gorin. How come nobody's a ballin' for me?
gorilla. But I gotta tell you something, everybody's got a gorilla inside him. And sooner or later, Charlie, you're gonna have to let him go. And when you do, he's gonna walk. And when that gorilla walks, he's gonna walk a little something like this. In Indonesia, fried noodles are prison. But I'm a gorilla, I can't listen to reason. Like all God's creatures, I hide my features. Road stops, sidelines, I got lots and lots and lots of teachers. Oh, poor Nazi gorilla. Nobody's a warning. Pull on me. That's all, folks.
Send me your tires, your power, your metal chassis turning to debris, and I'll bill you later. These words, sprayed on the base of our beloved lady with a torch, remain eternal. Because no individual, all alone in a democracy, has the right to remove them.
Watching on AC?
Or Washington, D.C.
You're easy watching on 85. Good afternoon. This is Fred Flam.
And Clark Cable with Emergency Alert.
And we're here, alive, alert, on the line, and ready to serve you with life-saving information on your local emergency.
If at this time there is no emergency, we are proud to present...
Proudly jamming the networks with...
Youth Wants It Now! And here they are in masks to speak for us kids. Kid X. And the U.S. kids!
Hello, everybody! Hey, here's our demands! One, no more school! Two, give us our vote! Three,
dump children's commissioner votes!
Four,
abolish statutory rape for consent!
Pilot picture intercepted. Screen cleared.
Who have just been participating in a sample test of your area alerts.
What happened in there, Clark? Are we on off the air?
Weird, Fred. Something just locked the board into ESC.
Emergency self-control, though?
Right on.
But that was just those kids, and that's no emergency.
In fall of the Roaming Umpire, Program 7, Chapter 15. Flatus and Bruto, determined to bring about the Emperor Caliuga's downfall, have just joined the mandatory pre-victory festivities at the Emperor's table in the hall of the Great Cafeterium, as they anxiously await the fateful moment when they can fulfill their...
Another blowfish, Bruto?
No, Pluto. By the great god Mercury,
I'll pass.
Yes, I've been passing a lot myself. By Pluto, dog of the underguard, he's going to make us sing that barbarian tune again.
He leads us like a fool.
As yet, we must sing along. He's lost his self-control.
Can't get us back live. I just have to sit here and watch this Roman pot boner.
We're on. I just saw myself.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Hey, well, listen, good, then I can...
Attila was sitting on his hairy throne. I'm the Hun. I'm number one. I said, come on, boys, let's hit the road to Rome. I'm the Hun. I'm number one. I say, we'll rip us off some booty, then we'll come right back.
Son of a Hun. What have I done?
Oh, come on,
let's back. Do the Hun. It's what the latest rages. Do the Hun.
Come on, Hun.
It's from the Middle Ages. No other guest can touch it. No other holds a candle.
I learned it from a visitor who learned it from a vandal. Do the Hun. It's what the latest rages through the Hun.
He's in his Middle Ages. No other girl will touch him. They'd rather use a candle.
Wait a minute. Stop it now. Who wrote these additional minutes? All right. Get that food out of the way. I've got something.
He's getting on the table. This is our chance. Hand me the ketchup bottle.
Not now. Use your self-control.
I control the vertigo. Watch me flip-flop. Ha-ha, Bryson Noni. I'm having a vision.
Well, then, tell us your vision. Come, Kali Yuga. Television. 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 Television.
I see a tower. What an eyeful. I'm going to build a tower of power. And I shall rise to the top and direct the building of great networks and broadcast them upon the waves. One voice, one image, one emperor, one me.
And one is nothing.
What? Who gives me such poor reception?
I, Flautus Prolongus.
And I, Macho Bruto.
A Congress of Senators.
A couple of eggheads come to scramble my vision.
Exactly. You poach the people's power.
And there's no gold left to lay another egg.
I'll lay anything I want. All hail, Kaliuga! I shall reign forever!
Hail and rain, the sky is falling, little chicken!
Bark, bark! Come on, team, play ball with me!
We're calling your reign on account of your game! Take this!
You throw a salad on Caesar?
Dinner's on the Emperor! Pass the ketchup, Heinz!
I bleed from 57 wounds! Et tu, Pluto, you lift your leg against me! I might as well be dead.
He's dead. The show's over. Long live the people. And now, at last, the wealthy and the powerful can speak for all.
Okay, Fred. You're on. I got the pliers jammed into the board.
All right, now look here. I don't know what's going on out there, but if someone has something to say, this is your local station. So just come down here and show everybody what you want.
That chance, Uncle Fred.
Did you see that, Clark? That's your kid.
Yeah, I didn't recognize him without his mask. Hey, that's a swell signal.
Well, if that's your boy, he's only next door.
Hey, listen, Annie, what you're doing is causing a lot of static. Why don't you listen to your Uncle Fred?
Huh? Yeah. Oh, that's right, Danny. Man, I'm sure that if you go through the proper channels, no one is going to stop you from saying anything.
What the hell? What's going on?
Pirate picture intercepted. Screen cleared.
You are nearing the end of our Channel 85 broadcast cycle. At this time, we are proudly required to present our community spokesman for the religion of your choice. And now, Rear Reverend Sport Trendelberg will give up this day.
Good morning, or good evening, or good afternoon. How difficult to know what time it is when you're locked in a tiny room with artificial lights. Let me scare you with a little story. A fruit underwent a Danish operation and became a nun. Well, every day she went for a quick dip in the same canal outside of the monastery. One day, unable to kick her habit, he dove in and, dragged down by the heavy black garments, drowned and was found by a fisherman of a different faith. Who happened by. He was a common man, and when he asked his God, or devil, why this had not happened to him, he got no reply. And so he took her shoes and walked away, preferring not to get involved. So then, what are we afraid of? Fear, like pain, may just be God's way of hurting us. God bless you, and good night. And please don't touch that dial.
All of us here at 85,
Clark and I,
hope you've been charged by our viewing cycle.
And that you'll let us charge you again.
So until then, this is Clark Cable.
And this is Fred Flam.
No, this is Clark Cable.
And this is Fred Flam.
And look at us. We're broadcasting from our own home.
Yeah, I can see myself.
Save your bolts, Dolts. You'll never wipe us clean.
Right in, Clark. These whiz kids have really put it together, and the whole station is about as big as a bread box.
Yeah, it's a force field, Uncle Fred.
Yeah, 2 pi r squared.
Hey, Dad. Hey, kids. Listen, we better split before they track us.
Oh, Grooves.
Yeah. But
it's
okay.
Yeah. Oh. Well, okay. Let me give you a hand there, Fred. Watch out. Here.
Okay, everybody,
ready? Let's go. See you later, if you know what I mean.
All right, Horn, let's lay in some tracks.
Yeah. Listen, that won't be able to trace that signal.
are watching Scramble Vision, the free service of Charge a Car. Is this the time to punch up the channel of your choice?
Insert here.
Your time is your time.
Insert here. Insert here.